Tomorrow night's presidential debate will be moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox News, marking the first time that a Fox News host moderates a presidential debate. The network has tweeted out a promotion saying that the debate will finally be fair and balanced, a play on the Fox News tagline. But some are worried that putting a Fox News anchor in the moderator's chair isn't fair to Hillary Clinton, given the network's sometimes overt or sometimes subtle favorability towards Donald Trump. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what do you think of the fact that this debate is being moderated by someone from Fox News?
You know, it seems a little fraught. I mean, Fox is saying finally at last, right? You're going to get it on the straight. I talked to Michael McCurion about this. He's the Democratic co-chairman of the Presidential Debate Commission that sets this up. You'll notice that there's one Democrat, one Republican, has to be worked out between the two major parties. He said he saw this as a vote of support and endorsement for the skills and capability of Chris Wallace, but not as an endorsement of Fox News itself. He said we weren't really endorsing the institution. Obviously, Fox is more than most news outlets and media organizations, a player as well as an observer and chronicler of political events as they unfold in this country.
Well, when Fox News chairman Roger Ailes left the network following sexual harassment allegations, Wallace said Ailes was, quote, the best boss I've ever had. He said he loved Ailes personally. Ailes is now reportedly advising the Trump campaign. Does that relationship raise any questions for you?
It's really complicated. I mean, this, you know, it's not that Roger Ailes just used to be the head of Fox News. It's that it was his creative vision. He was the engine that propelled that thing over the last 20 years to the incredible runaway success it is in cable TV business. And he made a lot of careers, and he gave Chris Wallace new life when Wallace decided to leave ABC News. And there are personal ties there. Wallace, obviously not the focus of the sexual harassment that a number of women who have come forward in recent months say they were subjected to by Roger Ailes. I should point out of fairness, he's denied all those allegations. But, you know, Fox News had to pay a lot of money to make Roger Ailes go away. And it also had to pay $20 million to Gretchen Carlson, one of the hosts who sued the network as a result of what she says was that sexual harassment. So you have the issue of sexual harassment hanging over this this debate because of Donald Trump and recent allegations against him. You have these personal ties between Chris Wallace and Roger Ailes. And of course, Ailes himself is no longer at Fox because of this same issue, the question of the accusation. So it is a tangle and thicket of complications. You could call it in some ways compromising. Chris Wallace is going to have to, you know, stare straight ahead and plug away as best he can.
Well, and when you ask Fox News about any bias towards the Republicans, what they will often say is that it's really only in the primetime opinion programs like Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly that the news programming that happens throughout the day is not – is just straight ahead news. Now, we had a member of our staff watch Fox News for several hours this morning, and here's what she found. Over the course of 3 hours from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, there were 34 minutes of coverage about the Clinton WikiLeaks story, the Clinton email scandal, and Donald Trump's claims that the Clinton's corruption is worse than Watergate. That was about twice as much as the next biggest topic, which was the debate tomorrow, 22 minutes. There were only 11 minutes of coverage on the ongoing allegations of sexual assault against Donald Trump using tape of last night's interviews with his wife, Melania. So is it fair for them to say it's only the evening programming? Chris Wallace is in a different world. So are all the other anchors in the daytime.
No, it's not. It's not accurate. It's not fair to say that. And if you talk to people on the inside, as I have many times, they will say it's done with a wink, but not with a wink to the public. It's done with a wink to people who are in the know. And maybe conservatives pick up on that. And maybe the party faithful, you know, Republican core voters get that along the way. They see themselves not as balanced in and of themselves. They see themselves as balancing out what they contend or argue, sometimes sincerely, sometimes insincerely, is the intentional bias of other media outlets. So, you know, there's going to be more of a focus on WikiLeaks and the revelations or insights we get into Hillary Clinton from the email chatter of her staffers behind the scenes. And in some ways, that's okay. There are plenty of other news organizations you can get information from. And in some ways, I think that's deeply, deeply distortive for those people who watch Fox as a regular major source of news, you know, there's an insularity and an insulation of how serious some of the allegations are against Donald Trump, not only in terms of these sexual harassment claims, which are consuming the campaign at the moment, but in terms of his business practices as well.
You know, even before Donald Trump started talking about the media rigging the election against him, Bill O'Reilly of Fox News said last week that at least three media organizations have ordered their employees to destroy Donald Trump. What do you make of these charges that the media has rigged the election?
I think there's, you know, if you're going to make a charge that serious about anyone rigging, you know, compromising the integrity of the electoral process of this country by which we allow this democracy to function, we don't have riots in the streets when there are changes in direction, changes in administration, you better well have evidence to support it, and you got to show your homework in public. You know, O'Reilly's doing nothing of the sort. And I think that what you're seeing there is an intention to undermine people's faith in the results and allow them, if they're already essentially conceding that Hillary Clinton is going to win, allow people to then rebel against her as in some ways, at least rhetorically, as having the authority to govern the country.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks.
You bet.